Hello, and welcome to another Port Washington varsity basketball game here on WDOT Port Washington. I'm Chris Bean, alongside my partner Adam Jackson, and we've got a great matchup for you today. The Port Washington Vikings will be facing off against the West Hempstead Rams in a consolation matchup of the Manhasset Booster Club 58th Annual Arnie Sims Invitational here at Manhasset High School.
You can follow along with the action from this game and every other Viking basketball game at MaxPreps.com or on the MaxPreps app. Make sure to make the Port Washington Vikings team, varsity team, one of your favorites, and then you will receive live notifications for scoring updates and general scheduling and roster information. You can also listen to this podcast and other basketball podcasts on PortRadio.org, a subset of WDOT Port Washington, the number one radio station of Shriver Sports. And you can follow Port Vikings on Instagram. Now, Chris, take it away with the Albert's Hardware Store pregame show.
Well, Adam, we saw the Vikings pick up the first win of the year last night over the Massapequa Chiefs in a shocking 41-39 victory that ended a three-game losing streak to start the season. The first star of last night's game, Joe Melkonian, dropped 12 points in a win, including a clutch corner three in the third and two flashy layups.
And it wasn't only Melkonian who brought it for the Vikings last night, but star center Daniel Dash also contributed greatly to the team's first win. In the game, he had 9 points and 8 rebounds to lock up the post against Massapequa center Connor Payne. Dash had also almost had an insane dunk over two Massapequa defenders that fell short, but it does demonstrate his dominating size in the paint.
Looking back on the Vikings' earlier matchups, we've seen flashes of their potential, but it did not come to fruition until last night. In their first game of the year against rival Sioux, the Vikings had a 29-17 halftime lead over the Braves, only to squander it in a 55-48 loss. The Vikings almost gave into the same fate last night, having an 8-point halftime lead, only to end the game up by two.
We have seen this defensive breakdown in games against Manhasset and Great Neck South, where they just can't hold on until the buzzer. However, those flashes of potential have presented themselves at times. During the loss to Manhasset in the first round of this invitational tournament, Joe Melkonian scored 3 points and hit a couple of three-pointers. In last night's game, he took the lead in scoring for the Vikings again, and they came out on top.
But Adam, I really think you have to credit the Vikings defense for the win last night, and we have also seen flashes of their potential as well. In the opener against Sioux, the Vikings held them to 3 points in the first and held Great Neck South to 4 in the fourth quarter. Despite the output for Great Neck South of 27 in the third, we saw the Vikings turn it on last night. The Vikings held the Massapequa team, who averages 65 points per game, to just 39 last night. We also saw the Port Washington Vikings hold Massapequa's leading scorer, Kevin Voigt, to 13 points after averaging 29 through the first two games.
Now looking to the Rams, they have struggled early on this season. They are currently 1-2 and took a 20-point loss last night to Farmingdale, 67-47. Forward Chris John Louis took the lead in scoring for the Rams with 16, but struggled to get it going early on. The Rams only scored 16 points in the first half versus 31 in the second.
The Rams' struggles are apparent on offense, with Jean-Louis being the only player who has above 10 points per game and in two quarters in a 58-34 loss to Bethpage in the opening round of this tournament. They only scored 2 points. In the third quarter of that game, they were outscored 21-2.
However, we did see some potential for the Rams in the first game of the season in their 57-49 win against Valley Stream North. Three Rams scorers had over 10 points, and they went on a 10-0 run to close out the game. If they play this way today, we could see a surprising victory, Chris.
It seems like we're in for a great matchup today between Vikings and the West Hempstead Rams. We are minutes away from tip-off here at Shriver High School, and before we get to the action, we have the Minute Maid Press keys in the game and starting lineups.
For the Port Washington Vikings, the starting lineup will be Joe Melkonian, Connor Shanahan, Garrett Ressa, Jack Stover, and Daniel Dash. For the West Hempstead Rams, it will be Chris John-Louis, John Granholm, Tim Williams, Latrell Rollins, and Kobe McMillan. Just a correction, we are here at Manhasset High School for this neutral game in this tournament. And for the keys to the game, I believe the first key for Port Washington is to capitalize off their victory from last night and keep playing great defense. The West Hempstead offense has been abysmal so far, and if the Vikings defenders like Junior John Bellini and Gio Rivera keep them locked down, it could be an easy victory for the Vikings. The second key would be to be aggressive with their offense, as they can afford to miss some shots because the defense will have their back. Point guard Connor Shanahan has been quiet of late, but if he can get his shots going and start to score, the Vikings could have some great momentum going into their first conference game against Baldwin next week.
For the Rams, Adam, I think they need to slow down the pace on offense. They need to look to get into their scores in Chris Jean-Louis, Tim Williams, and John Granholm. If they balance out scoring like they did in their opener, I think the game will be a very close one. The second key would be to defend the paint on defense. We saw last night what Port's big men can do, like Daniel Lash and Garrett Ressa, and their impact on Massapequa. And if the Rams can lock them up, that will force Port to take outside shots.
That wraps up our keys to the game and starting lineup, sponsored by Minuteman Press International. Minuteman Press, helping businesses grow for over 40 years.
We will be right back for tip-off on the Vikings take on the Rams here on WDOT for Washington, a CLM Sports production, the voice of Schreiber Sports. So here we are, Manhasset High School, and we do have a couple corrections with the starting lineup for the West Hampstead Rams. We have Chris Jean-Louis, John Granholm, Michael Parnell, Tim Williams, and Kobe McMillan.
And for the Port Washington Vikings, we have Connor Shanahan, Jack Stoker, Daniel Dash, Joe Melconian, John Mullaney, and Jack Stoker.
So off the tip-off, it's going to be Daniel Dash and Chris Jean-Louis.
And Dash had a great game last night. We'll see if he can keep that going today, and the Viking team can keep their momentum going into their first conference game against Baldwin on Tuesday.
So, as we approach tip-off, Port's going to be wearing blue trimmed in white, and it's the Rams wearing white trimmed in black and gold.
Jean-Louis, very tall player, almost 6'6", to reach Dash's 6'7", in the tip-off.
It's won by Jean-Louis, and he's going to kick it over to John Granholm, who will bring it up the point, guarded by John Mullaney.
That was the first time that Port didn't win the tip-off all season.
And it's passed from Williams inside, up and around. Good defense by Dash on Granholm, who's going to swing it across, looking for Jean-Louis, stolen away by Connor Shanahan.
Yeah, that was another Dash by block. He hosted a block party last night as well.
Stolper looks to Bellini on the corner. Dash in the post, back at the Milconi on the right wing to Connor Shanahan, unable to hold on, goes through his legs and out of bounds.
Yeah, Connor Shanahan, as I said, he needs to get going in this game, you know, for his confidence going into the conference game next week. So, you know, turning it over right there, not the best start, but he'll look to get it going.
So it's Jean-Louis guarded by Shanahan. He's going to bring it up.
Jean-Louis, their leading scorer for the Rams, 16 points last game.
Kicks it left to Granholm. Granholm, guarded by Bellini, looks to make his way to the basket, puts up a shot, airballs, rebound by Williams. He's going to try to get it inside, and a shot, no good, airball by Kobe McMillan.
Again, that signature Viking defense down the paint.
A shot by Melkonian, no good, rebound by McMillan. And Granholm, guarded by Bellini. Nice moves, fakes three, kicks it right. And I believe they're going to call a foul on the floor. I thought that was a travel. What about you, Adam?
Yeah, I didn't really think there was much of a foul there by Connor Shanahan. I think he's just playing good defense, but obviously refs saw something that I didn't on that one.
Williams in to Jean-Louis, guarded by Shanahan on the right baseline. He even looks to make his way in. That's a travel.
Yeah, I thought that was very clear, Chris. I mean, three steps, you know, he tried to get the foul there, but I don't think he did before he traveled.
Shanahan fakes left to Bellini, kicks right Stolper. Double team on him. Gives it to Melkonian, and Melkonian gives it away to Michael Parnell, who goes racing up the court. That's a travel as well, I believe. And the ref calls that as he tried to do. He attempted a Euro step, but
yeah, we saw
the feet kept moving.
Right, we saw some good Euro steps by the Port Vikings in last game. Joe Malcone made a nice move, but West Hampton couldn't get it going there as Jack Stolper brings it down the court.
Passes left to Malcone, double team on him. 6-10 remaining, still scoreless as Bellini in the right wing. He gets double teamed, forces inside. Dash Shanahan puts up a jump shot from the elbow. That's no good. tipped away, rebound by Granholm.
I like the confidence that Connor Shanahan has in his shot, though, even though he missed on that one.
And it's Granholm. He forces his way in. A three taken, no good off the front end of the rim shot from Tim Williams. Rebound by Dash.
Tim Williams is an aggressive shooter. That time it didn't go for him.
Nice pass from Bellini to Shanahan. The double team on the wing. Gets it inside. It's John Bellini. Puts it up at the right hand off the glass for the first score of the game. 2-0 Vikings.
John Bellini, a good scorer. A little on the shorter side for the Vikings, but he can get it done.
Well, up comes Michael Parnell for the Rams. That's a backcourt violation as he loses possession. Trickles barely over the line. It's going to be football.
Yeah, Michael Parnell, not good ball handling right there. I think it just slipped out of his hands. He was looking up the court for a pass as number 14, Hodge Cargbo, checks in for number 4, Michael Parnell.
Shanahan brings it up. Left to Melkonian. Melkonian fakes it. Guys, back to Shanahan, top of the key. Shanahan, Melkonian in the post. Tries to get it to Dash, is able to collect the ball, however. Now gives it again, and stolen away by Tim Williams, who goes in with the left hand. That's good, off the glass. Two bounces off the rim, and good.
Yeah, I think Joe needs to be a little more conscious of his passing.
Definitely agree. Although Joe can make the shots left, right, center, he needs to be a little more conscious with the turnovers, as it's Shanahan trying to get it to Dash in the post, kept alive by West Hempstead, and they're going to say that it was off Granholm as he was trying to keep it in bounds. Port ball.
Yeah, I think it wasn't off Granholm. I thought it was off John Louis, but nevertheless, I think the refs got the call right that someone did step out of bounds.
Shanahan on the right baseline, double team on him, tries to get it to Melkonian. Melkonian doesn't see it, but puts up a shot, no good. We can hear him upset.
Oh, wow. I mean, he had a wide open shot, even though it was a horrible pass, and he could have got it done, though.
And now a shot by McMillan, no good. Two bounces off the rim. Rebound kept alive by the Rams. Three put up, and it's good from John Granholm at the top of the key.
Yeah, Jean-Louis, a great rebounder. He had 10 rebounds last game. If he keeps getting that going over Daniel Dash, it'll be a hard game.
And Bellini from a corner three, no good. Rebound by Melkonian, who tries to make his way in. He loses possession, able to regain it. Back to Melkonian. He puts up a jump shot. They're going to say a travel against Vikings, and Joe Melkonian immediately subbed out for Mark Daly.
Yeah, he's obviously upset with himself right now as he goes to the bench. But I think, you know, just give him a little time to reflect as Coach Clossy is going over to talk to him.
About 3:55 left. Kobe McMillan, he gets fouled by Daniel Dash on his way into the hoop, and he's going to be heading to the free throw line.
Yeah, I don't agree with that foul right there. I thought that was a good block, but he did not have his feet set. That's the problem.
And looking to check into the game is Garrett Ressa for the Vikings. First shot, no good off the right end of the rim, and Ressa's going to come in for Daniel Dash.
Yeah, Dash, you know, they don't want too many fouls against him so far, and you know, Ressa hasn't been in the game, so they'll give him some time right now.
And the second shot's no good as well. It's going to be port ball, I believe. His foot crossed the line.
Yeah, McMillan a little too quick there, trying to get his own rebound. But now the Vikings will have a chance to tie this game or bring it within one with Connor Shanahan bringing it up the court.
Looks to Mark Daly on the left wing. Daly to Bellini at the top. Good ball moving here by Port, but Adam, a big thing, the double team on the wings as Daly kicks it to Shanahan on the left wing, gets double teamed immediately, has to force it to Ressa. Ressa, long pass to Bellini, and here comes Mark Daly, behind the back pass to Bellini, back out Stolper. Stolper looks to go in. Mark Daly, a three-point, no good, rebound by Ressa, who kicks it out to Bellini. Great ball moving here by the Vikings.
Yeah, they're really, you know, passing it quickly, and they're trying to avoid that double team.
Bellini, poor pass, blocked away and taken up by Tim Williams for the Rams. 5-2 in favor of West Hempstead. Ben Spear looks to come into the game for Port Washington.
And we know that both these teams don't have the most powerhouse offenses, but, you know, 5-2, kind of what you expect early on.
And here comes Jean-Louis, and I believe they're going to call a foul on Port Washington. It's going to be a shooting foul, and he's going to head to the line.
And that's going to be a foul on number 21, Connor Shanahan. His first foul of the day.
I'm looking to come in the game is Angel Garcia, the forward, big
also
man.
For the Vikings, Ben Spear and Volk, and Joe Marconi look to come in as well.
Their shot's good. 4-point game, 6-2, Rams.
And the change has happened. Malconian and Spear in for Shanahan and Bellini.
And Angel Garcia in for Kobe McMillan for West Hampton. Second shot, no good. And although it was no good, I believe the West Hempstead players decided to attempt to get the rebound before the ball hit the rim, resulting in port possession. 6-2, 2:52 remaining in this first quarter. Joe Malconian, double teamed, gives it to Mark Daly. Daly cuts inside, Stolper with the left hand. Beautiful play by Mark Daly. Getting him for Stolper's first 2 points of the ball game.
Stolper, very quick shot. You know, he had to get it off or else he would have been blocked on that pass.
Williams to Garcia, stolen away by Mark Daly as he tried to go into the post. Daly's going to bring it up, guarded by Jean-Louis. Malconi on the right baseline looks to bring it out to the top, picks up his dribble to Daly. Mark Daly back into Malconian. Malconian outside. Stolper puts up a three. No good off the back end of the rim.
He's tried that three in a prior games. You know, it's been working for him some of the time.
Nice move by Williams. And it falls on the step back shot. Between the legs and good for 2 more points for the Rams.
Williams got a nice shot there. And a really nice step back even, you know, holding on to it.
It's Spear to Ressa. Ressa, Spear cuts. But instead, Ressa gives it to Jack Stolper. Double team on him. It's going to be port ball as it hit off the foot of Haj Cargbo.
Yeah, Stolper, you know, we've seen the ball handling with him. He's not the greatest at that, as number 21, Mark Paran, will check in for number 2, Chris Young. Daly will get the ball at the top of the key.
He kicks it right to Melkonian. Double team on him. Able to exploit it, though, as he kicks left to Stolper. Poor pass by Stolper as he tried to reach Joe Malconian, but Joe had already made the cut, resulting in the ball going out of bounds. And Dooley takes timeout.
Yeah, I think they need a timeout just to regroup here with 1:30 left in the quarter. You know, obviously not out of range on any part, but only scoring 4 points in this quarter would be underscoring opportunity for the Vikings. They would like to get it, you know, maybe to 8 or 10 in this final 1:30. We'll see if they can. We'll be right back here on WDOT Port Washington.
So welcome back. It is West Hempstead leading 8-4, about 1:20 remaining. And here comes Granholm for the Rams. Handed it off. Good ball movement here. A bunch of handoffs as now it is a three taken up on the left wing. It's good. Shot by Mark Perun. Perun assist by Haj Cargbo. And here comes Ben Spear. Looks to make his way inside. Kicks it back out to Daly. Has trouble holding on as that's a foul, as you can hear the slap from here, Adam, on John Granholm.
Yeah, that was really a hard slap by Granholm. And there was no doubt about it that he got none of the ball on that play. As Jack Stolper looking to get it into Malconi in the backcourt.
Malconi's going to bring it up as we approach a minute remaining in this quarter. 11-4 Riverside. Excuse me, 11-4 West Hempstead. Mark Daly on the wing. Inside to Ressa. Ressa's wide open for easy 2 points. And Coach Ed Cosgrove of West Hempstead looking in disbelief.
Yeah, they really have a nice get into the paint.
A three, no good. However, kept alive by Mark Corrin, but it's taken away as Port tried to do the home run pass. Here comes West Hempstead, fouled by, hard foul on Ben Spear, and we're going to see Tim Williams head to the line.
I mean, Spear, he went up with the block, he got 2 hands on it, it may have touched the hand, you know, you got to call that a foul, because really, you know, if he didn't get fully on the ball, then I think, you know, people are going to disagree, and that's why it's as Tim Williams makes his first free throw.
Rafael Santiago comes in for John Granholm.
Williams taking second free throw.
That one's no good after 2 bounces off the rim. And Spear, who got the rebound, and this is a Stolper. Stolper guarded by Santiago. Right to Spears. Sends it left to Mark Daly. Top of the key. As we approach the final 5 seconds, it's Joe Malkonian. He gets fouled with 3.3 remaining.
And that's going to be a foul on Hodge Carbo with 3.3 remaining. Let's see if the Vikings can get off a shot here.
Daly inbounded to Malkonian. Malkonian looks to make his way in. Dishes to Stolper. It's good at the buzzer. A baseline J from Stolper on the right side. Connects 12-8 at the end of the first quarter.
And we've seen Stolper, he did that last game, the buzzer beater to end the half. Now that ends the first quarter, they're only down by 4. And now we're going to bring you our Linon Home Decor first quarter report. Rich, what I've seen from West Hempstead, how they've neutralized the Port Vikings offense, is their double team.
Exactly.
Their double team in the corner, their double team of people on the wing. Of the three-point line. They've really got that neutralized, but when Port can get it in to the paint to guys like Ressa and Spear, they can really have a successful offensive venture. But, you know, Daniel Dash has been out for a long time right now. They'll probably look to get him back in at the start of the second quarter, and we will bring you the start of that second quarter when we come back here on WDOT Port Washington.
Connor Shanahan's going to inbound it to Mark Daly at the start of the second quarter. 12-8 in the favor of West Hempstead. Daly left to Shanahan. Shanahan, double team on him. Right to Malkonian. Top of the key. Sends it to the left wing where Mark Daly's awaiting the double team. Double team immediately pressing on Ben Spear. This double team, anytime someone even gets into the wing, immediate pressure. Shanahan kicks to Daly. Daly tries to get it across to Spear, tipped out of bounds by Mark Porin.
Well, I think Spear would have had the three if Daly's pass was not tipped off, but it was. The double team is working.
Joe Malkonian gives it away, or almost does, as kept alive by Mark Daly, who gets it to Ressa for 2 easy points. And Adam, the way to beat this double team is to pass the ball quickly.
Exactly, and pass the ball quickly, and pass the ball into the paint where they're bringing a guy up to get that double team.
So it's Hodge Carba, guarded by Shanahan. Dishes right to Williams. Williams on the right-hand side wing. It's almost poked away, but here comes Santiago with the Euro step. Nice move. It's Garcia misses the wide-open layup.
Well, you know, Garcia, he missed that layup, and he's obviously upset with himself there, but they will have another opportunity with 13 seconds remaining on the shot clock and 7 minutes remaining in the half.
And looking at the inbound is Tim Williams, junior guard for the Rams.
And the ref is explaining to Ed Cosgrove about something that was going on near the rim. I'm not exactly sure, and he pointed to the Port Washington bench as well. But they'll get it back in now for West Hempstead.
He gives to Garcia. Garcia tries to get to Santiago. Hits off his knee. Possession obtained by Cargbo, who looks to make his way into the basket to the paint. Puts up a shot, rebound by Daly, gets it out to Shanahan. Shanahan, Ressa inside, reverse layup, good after 3. Hard bounces off the rim.
And Garrett Ressa now ties the game up with 6:40 to go in the half. He has been a monster down the paint with 6 points so far.
Cargo guarded by Shanahan, nice dribbling moves, gets it left. Here comes Corin, makes his way in the paint. Nice dish out. It's Williams. Williams gives the works to Malkonian, puts up a shot, no good, rebound by Joe.
The miss shots in the paint for West Hempstead now.
Malkonian sends on the break. Shanahan fakes the 3, now puts it up. It's good, Connor Shanahan from long range.
And now we see Connor Shanahan confident with the shot, being able to make those 3s, and that will be a big difference for Port as looking to check in for West Hempstead. A couple 3 players on the bench right now.
And Ressa pokes it away from Boren, who gets pushed to the ground. Ressa slides like a penguin on ice. He looks to be okay, and the 3 players checking in are Granholm, Jean-Louis, and Kobe McMillan for Cargbo, for Porin, and for Santiago.
And the foul was, in fact, on Poran, who pushed Ressa to the ground to try to get that steal from him.
And Spear on the right wing, double team, back to Shanahan on the wing. And he has a wide open Dale. He finds him unable to do so on the left corner, but it's going to be West Hempstead ball as a forced pass into the paint was unsuccessful.
Yeah, I just... press up here. I thought Daly, if he got that, he would have easily had a wide open three right there.
And it's Granholm on the left side, puts it behind his back, guarded by Mark Daly. Screen set by Garcia, puts up a jump shot, no good off the front end of the rim. Daly collects the rebound, gets fouled by Garcia near the reach.
A lot of fouls now for West Hempstead. That brings them up to four.
Saif Ashmawi checks into the game for the Vikings in replace of Ben Spear. That's his first minutes of the year.
I don't believe it's his first minutes of the year, Chris. I believe he did get some against Manhasset last time, but even though he's a big man, he's a threat on the outside of the court.
Meltonian. Screen set by Ressa on Granholm. Kicks it left. Three put up. Mark Daly, it's good from the left wing. The quick passing exploits the double team.
Fort Washington can keep quick passing and get those threes off and in. West Hempstead, I don't know if that double team's going to be there for long.
And kick out Jean-Louis, guarded by Meltonian. Safe puts his arms up, and it's good defense by him as he blocks Garcia. Ressa brings it out for Fort Washington. A long stretch pass to Shanahan out of bounds.
And I don't think Garrett Ressa needed to make that pass right there. I think you're up by six. Slow it down. Get the pace, you know, get into your offense and try to get some points. But, you know, just being a little too fast.
Well, it's 30 seconds right on the shot clock. 18-12 as Jean-Louis gets blocked away by Saif Ashmawi. Long stretch pass. It's Ressa putting it up and in. Garrett Ressa from the low block. 20-12 Vikings.
Beautiful pass to Garrett Ressa, and that just trickled in for the 2 points.
And jump shot put up. No good from Williams. Shanahan puts on the brakes, spins around possession, letting the Ram player come back. It's Melkonian, Joe Melkonian underneath, guarded by Garcia. Kicks out Shanahan, the top of the key, puts it up. It's good, Connor Shanahan. 2 threes for him today, and 6 points for the point guard.
And wow, Connor Shanahan, a complete opposite performance from yesterday against Massapequa, where he only put up 1 point or 2 points. I forget how many he had, but now the Vikings have put up 15 points in this quarter, and for West Hempstead, zero.
Exactly, and Port is up 23-12. This is, I'd say personally, as we've covered all these games so far, this is their best quarter.
Definitely best quarter. I mean, they're shutting them out on defense. They're making threes. They're putting it in the paint. I mean, this is a complete opposite from what we've seen from the Vikings early on in the season. And for West Hempstead, they're just going on the court quickly. They're putting up shots too quickly. They're, you know, not getting them to fall because they're taking bad shots and, you know, floaters going up to the paint. And I think, you know, Port's being more physical than them on the rebound. And Chris, this is interesting. Port has done this all without Daniel Dash.
Exactly. Daniel Dash still on the bench. Not sure what's affecting him. Maybe he's just getting rest. Maybe it's an injury. We don't know. It doesn't look like it's an injury. But an impressive showcase by the Vikings so far in the second quarter.
Yeah, I think, you know, if the Vikings start to falter with their offense, Dash may go in, but, you know, they may just keep him for rest and may keep him for, a lot of minutes against Baldwin on Tuesday.
I mean, Russ is playing well. Why would you take out someone who's having a great game as it's inbounded? Mark Daly almost picks up the steal as it's Granholm bringing it across. Splits the defense like the Red Sea, gets fouled. He's going to head to the line. First shot put up, no good, in and out for Granholm.
Granholm, he put up 13 points last game. He currently has 2 points this game.
Second shot, nothing but net. Joe Malcone is going to bring it up for the Vikings. 4:05 remaining. 10-point lead for Port. Poor pass by Meltonian off the leg of Ressa trying to get him in the paint. Granholm, a long pass looking for Williams out of bounds.
And that's not what West Hempstead should be doing. They should not be going quick down the court and really making bad passes like that, as Coach Mooley signals to his his guard, Joe Malconian, to take a deep breath and calm down. You know, they're up by 10 points right now. He should really be calm, cool, and collected. And you know, he should have a great game today.
Here comes Mark Daly. Daly, Ressa, underneath, gets that Shanahan. A three from the wing. It's good. Connor Shanahan's electric from downtown.
And we saw this with David Chubzer, who, against Fort Washington for Great Neck South, and now Connor Shanahan, three threes in this quarter. Fort Washington, 18 points in this quarter. West Hempstead, one.
Granholm, Sean Lee, guarded by Melkonian. Give and go back to Granholm. He looks to make his way in. Three taken up from Sean Lee. No good. Defense was solid for Melkonian. Stretch pass to Garrett Ressa. As he, it's good. Jean-Louis tried to get back. You could heard, probably heard the slap off the backboard as he tried to block it. Unsuccessful 2 points for the Vikings.
Yeah, Garrett, great pass to Garrett Ressa. Again, he's been, you know, fire getting those long range passes in and getting the score.
Hand off is faked and it's inside Angel Garcia. Beautiful play by John Granholm as he made his way and a beautiful dish. Yeah. Big guy for 2 points.
Yeah, he needs to make that dish more often because when he tries to go and body guys to get those 2 points, he ends up failing.
Shanahan, Mark Daly, top of the key, looks left, stolen away by Jean-Louis. He tried to get the safe Ashmawi. Here comes Jean-Louis, the right hand, good. 2 points for him, Mark Daly, couldn't stop the big guy. Shanahan, Melkonian, back to Shanahan at the top of the key. Saif Ashmawi, guarded by Jean-Louis. Back out to Daly on the right wing. 2:03 remaining in the half. There's Joe Melkonian with the left hand, no good. Smothered by Rams.
Beautiful, you know, hesitation there. And if he got a little more on it, we'd be saying a nice two-point play.
A deep three from Granholm, no good. Rebound by Melkonian. He's going to bring it up for the Vikings.
Melkonian trying to slow it down here with 1:40 left.
Ashmawi a three, no good. Rebound by Jean-Louis.
Yeah, a little contested for safe there, but I think, you know, if he has a little more room, he makes that shot every time.
Granholm passes it right to Jean-Louis. Back to Granholm. Looks to make his way in. A nice kick out. Three, it's good. A swish from Jean-Louis and a great pass from Granholm.
And now, West Hempstead Rams have cut this lead to 8 with 1 minute approaching.
Daly on the right wing. Double team in action, but passes it away. Looking to check into the game for the Rams. This looks to be a substitution. We're going to wait.
Mike Parnell, number 4, looking to wait over there.
Three, a shot put up. No good from Jean-Louis. Shanahan now puts on the brakes. Get it to Ressa. Ressa, beautiful pass. Joe Malconian for an easy 2 points on the left-hand side lower block.
Yeah, Shanahan stopped, put on the brakes, give it to Shanahan, give it to Ressa. He didn't have the shot, gave it to Malconian. Beautiful two passes there.
Screen set by Garcia as Saif Ashmawi holds his ground, and it's Garrett Ressa looking to make his way in. On the hesitation, foul's going to head to the line. Jean-Louis picks up the foul.
That was a nice hesitation there by Garrett Ressa as he'll look to get the free throws here. You know, we've seen from Ressa in the last game, he hit the shot. He hit this first shot off the rim usually. Let's see if he can change the trend here with 20 seconds remaining.
He's good on the first, Garrett Ressa.
Ressa very nice here in the first half, excuse me. Number 22 looking to make it a 12-point game, 31-20 right now.
Parnell is checked out of the game into the game for Kobe McMillan. Ressa converts on the second, 32-20, 20 seconds remaining in this first half.
And a nice form by Ressa to make those two as Granholm brings it up.
12 seconds remaining, guarded by Mark Daly. Handoff to Jean-Louis. Good ball movement, a bunch of handoffs, looking like a football team. Jean-Louis, travel on him. It's going to be poor ball as afterwards it was Parnell missing the three-pointer. 4.5 seconds remaining, Port with possession.
And that's going to be no timeout, actually. There was a check-in. Daniel Dash checked out for Matt Schmitz.
Well, you want a good shooter, and that's exactly what Schmitz is. Kick to Daly with 2 seconds left. Puts up a three. No good off the glass. But at the end of the first half, it's the Vikings up by 12, 32-20.
And we will send you to our Healthy Kids Pediatrics halftime report right after this short break.
Welcome to the Healthy Kids Pediatrics halftime report. Chris Pino alongside Adam Jackman on WDOT Fort Washington, the Salem Sports Production.
And at halftime, it is 32 for the Vikings and 20 for the West Hempstead Rams. And the Vikings are really shooting well and playing well so far. This is their highest scoring half of the year. They've averaged 21 points prior to this game, but now 32. That's 9 points above their average. West Hempstead with 20. They are underperforming. They have some top performers like Christian Louis, who has got some good drives, and John Granholm, who has got some assists and some points. But the real stars are from Washington, number 22, Garrett Ressa, currently has 12 points on the day, set up to score 24. That would be way, way above his average on the season. And Connor Shanahan currently has 9 with 3 three-pointers to begin this game in the first half. He has really been on fire. And Chris, what are you seeing different from Connor Shanahan that he hasn't been showing in the first 3 games?
Well, he's confident with his shot. That's the number one thing. You have to be confident. He's willing to take it. And also another big thing, he's not willing to take that contested shot. As long as there's a little bit of room, a little bit of separation, that's where he shines in making these shots. But if he's heavily guarded, then he's not going to make them. I feel he's done a very good job deciding which is a good shot, which is not, resulting in his 9 points.
Yeah, in the past, especially in the Manhasset game, he's went up and tried to make contested shots, and he's made some of them, he's missed some of them. Mostly, he's missed. But now he's waiting, and again, the entire Port offense is really waiting for their chance to make open shots. And I think as a result of, you know, the double team pressure by West Hempstead, they found a lot of open looks, and their shooting form is something that we haven't seen in the past. So that'll do it for our Healthy Kids Pediatrics halftime report. We'll bring you right back here with the action of the Vikings against the West Hempstead Rams here on DOT Fort Washington.
Welcome to second half action here in WDOT Fort Washington. Crispina, Adam Jackman, Salem Sports. Right up off the inbound, it's West Hempstead immediately with possession. Inside, jump shot, John Louis, no good. Rebound by Dash on the right baseline.
That'll be Dash's first rebound in the game. We're looking to get more action here in the second half.
Meltonian, guarded by Granholm, left to Garrett Ressa. Ressa, they're going to call a travel on him.
Travel bug bite Port Washington yet, but it has been in the past. Garrett Ressa has been one of the primary victims of that, as Coach Ed Cosgrove is talking to Michael Parnell about the offensive structure. And I think they've changed their offensive structure over halftime. We'll see how that results here in the second half with 7:20 remaining in the third quarter.
Granholm hands off to John Louis, gives it around Parnell. Now it's Williams. To Kobe McMillan, puts up a floater, no good. Dash with the rebound.
And Dash, 2 rebounds now, as those floaters are not falling for West Hempstead.
Shanahan now looks to put up a shot. It's good. Step back from the elbow, Connor Shanahan.
Well, that one was a contested shot, but as Connor Shanahan feels more confident, he keeps making shots.
Now it's Granholm, guarded by Malconian. Looks to make his way in. A three put up by Williams. Tim Williams from the left wing, it's good. 34-23 in favor of Fort Washington.
And now Connor Shanahan is going to bring it up.
Dash, Shanahan on the right side, guarded by Parnell. Garessa, Garrett Ressa now to Dash. Daniel Dash puts it up for 2 points on the low block. Poor bench looking for a dunk there, Adam.
Yeah, we almost saw a dunk last night over two Massapequa defenders for Dash, and I thought it was going to be a dunk there, but he lays it in for 2 points.
Well, he's definitely tall enough where he could dunk it, and I'd say he could have dunked it there, but just wanted to secure the 2 points.
Yeah, I mean, that would have been a nice dunk as well, two-handed going up.
Parnell, they're going to call a foul against Garrett Ressa.
Yeah, I think that was on the floor, but Ressa, not much contact there. There's going to be an inbound by Tim Williams.
Williams gets it back court to Granholm. Senior guard brings it across. Guarded by Melconi and screen set by Jean-Louis. He moves right, looks left. Gives it back to Jean-Louis at the top of the key. Left to Harnell, guarded by Stolper. Jab step. Good ball movement here by the West Hempstead Rams. Inside, McMillan back out. It's Granholm. Looks to cut in. They're going to call a foul on the floor.
And that's going to be on number 14, Joe Malconian for the Vikings. His first foul of the game with 5:38 remaining in the third quarter.
Ports up 36-23, a 13-point lead. As Granholm looks to inbound. Guarded off the ball by Malconi. Gets it to Jean-Louis on the right baseline. Kicks it out. Harnell at the top of the key. McMillan. And Granholm. Looks right. Hands it off to Jean-Louis. On Ressa. Makes his way in. Fouled by Dash. Immediately helped to his feet by Tim Williams and Michael Barnell.
Yeah, Dash, he tried to go for the block, which he does so well, but he just got Jean-Louis' arm there, and he'll be shooting too to try to decrease this deficit.
First one's good.
Jean-Louis, nice form. He's been perfect so far for his three throws, 3 for 3.
Second one's good as well, 4 for 4 now, Adam. Inbound to the Stolper. Long stretch pass to Dash. Dash tries to dunk. And he gets fouled hard. He seems to be all right. He'll head to the free throw line as he attempted his first dunk of the year.
And that's going to be on Kobe McMillan, his first foul of the game with 5:20. He tried to dunk. He's getting more aggressive, actually, with that dunk. And, one of these days he'll make it.
First shot no good for Dash. He fell hard. That's one of the big things there. But seems like he's okay.
Yeah, it just seems like he's okay, but you don't know what he's not telling right now. His shoulder might be a little hurt, and that's why he might be coming up short on his free throws as he did right there again. 0-2.
So it's Granholm bringing the cross, guarded by Melconian. And Jean-Louis puts it inside, puts up a shot off the rim. On the reverse layup from the left to right. Stolper puts on the brakes, looks for Ressa, and Garessa makes his way into the paint. Fakes the shot, puts it up with the right hand, no good, collects his own rebound, the left hand airballs it.
Yeah, he's not a natural lefty, so that left hand's gonna be hard for Ressa.
Here comes Granholm cutting in the middle, Kobe McMillan outside to Williams. Williams fakes the shot, guarded by Shanahan. Back out, it's Granholm.
And we saw the West Hempstead bench wanting the three there, but Tim Williams wouldn't take it.
Parnell puts up a jump shot. No good. Rebound held on by Ressa. Right to Malconian. And here comes Stolper. Guarded by Parnell. Stolper loses possession. Barely able to keep it in bounds as he gets the dash. Dash gets it inside. It's Shanahan now in the left wing from three. No good. That's his first missed three of the game. He's 3 for 4 from downtown.
He's feeling his shot. Keep taking him.
Here comes a nice move with the left hand inside. It's Tim Williams. And checking into the game is going to be Mark Daly for the Vikings.
And now West Hempstead outscored the Vikings 7-4 in this quarter.
Melconian, it's Ressa. Ressa fakes the three, looks to drive inside. Garrett Ressa, nice blocked away by John Granholm, who brings it up on the right wing. Puts up a three from there. No good. Rebound poked away by Shanahan. Kept live by McMillan. McMillan, the Euro step blocked by Dash, but it goes in anyway. Dash got his full palm on that. But McMillan's strength leads to 2 points for West Hempstead.
Now West Hempstead's got it within 10 as it goes to 3:25 here in the third quarter.
Screen set by Ressa on Granholm. Malconian makes his way in. He gets, they're going to say it's a jump ball as Granholm holds onto it. Stolper checks out for Daly. And I thought that was a foul on Malconian. What about you, Adam?
I don't know if it was a foul on Malconian, but I don't think it was a charge or anything, as no one had their feet set. But I thought as Ressa gets 2 points there on the inbound, but I did think, just going back to that, I didn't think, you know, it was a jump ball because they both kind of had possession.
I thought Melkonian got fouled, but it's okay for us to differ. As Parnell, I thought that was a travel there, personally.
Oh, I thought you said the foul was on Melkonian, meaning that he committed the foul. My bad, Chris. Yeah, it could have been a foul on him, but the refs didn't think he got enough on him.
McMillan passes to Williams. Williams, guarded by Shanahan, tries to make his way. Back to McMillan. Granholm, a three from the wing, no good. Tipped away by Dash. Rebound is held on by Russell, who gives it to Daly. Daly looks to drive, stops. Hesitates, looks to Dash in the post. Double teamed immediately. Dash uses his height to kick it out to Melkonian. Melkonian sets a play. Screen set on Granholm by Dash. Gets to Ressa. Ressa, the seas break for him, and it's good.
And Ressa, you know, if he was taller, I would see a big slam down. I was looking like LeBron James up the floor. But, you know, he's not that tall, so but good points for him nonetheless.
And Williams, guarded by Shanahan. Nice spin to loosen up the coverage, but hesitates and kicks it to Granholm. Three taken from Parnell. No good. Rebound by Dash. Looking to sub into the game is Santiago for West Hempstead and John Bellini and then Spear. As Ressa, back to Dash. Dash from three-point land. No good off the front end of the rim. Rebound by Melkonian, who's going to settle down. Nice crossover. He cuts his way in, puts it up with the right hand, and it's good. Joe Melkonian, nice play for him.
We've seen that from Joe Melkonian in the last game against Massapequa, his ability to drive into the paint and make moves to get separation.
And here comes Kobe McMillan. I believe that's a travel. They're going to call it on that. They're going to call travel on. They're going to call the travel, and the subs will come in respectively. Melkonian comes out. Dash comes out. And out of the game comes Jean-Louis for West Hempstead.
Yeah.
But, Adam, that was close. Did you think that was a travel over there?
Definitely, Chris. I mean, I saw it. 1, 2, 3. That was a three-step Euro step from Kobe McMillan. You can't do that in basketball.
And as Bellini kicks out Spear. Spear the three. No good. Front end of the rim. Foul on Ressa as he tries to get the rebound. I believe the foul was... they're going to call it on Ressa.
Actually, the foul is going to be on Daly for Port Washington. His first of the game with 1:22 remaining here in the third quarter. 42-29 Vikings.
A long stretch pass to Santiago. Guarded by Daly. Daly falls over. We're going to wait for the call here.
That's going to be another foul on Mark Daly.
Block.
I don't think I agree with that call. I think Santiago, maybe he didn't have his feet set. If he did, I think that was definitely a charge on Santiago.
And before, I didn't see Daly even be associated with that play as Parnell on the inbound looks to Santiago. Sets to Williams. And Granholm, guarded by John Bellini, one of the team's premier defenders. Back to Parnell at the top. Takes the three, screen set by McMillan. Kicks it across, Santiago on the right side. Slows down, looks inside, it's Williams. Williams puts up a shot, no good. Barely off the rim, almost an air ball. It's a 2-1-1 for the Vikings. Here comes Ressa, pass to Bellini. Nice block by Williams. Daly for three now. No good off the back end of the rim. Rebound secured by West Hempstead. Bellini with the good defense holding Granholm in check. Matt Schmitz, the sophomore, looks to check into the game for the Vikings.
Mentioned Bellini's good defense.
Ressa picks up a foul on, as was affected on McMillan. And Ressa will come out for Matt Schmitz.
Ressa was not happy with that foul. He knew he fouled. He knew he fouled hard. He was just trying to play good defense, but definitely a foul on Ressa as he comes out. Unless Hempstead gets it in.
Inbounded. It's Granholm with 42-29, 20 seconds remaining. Puts up a three from the top, no good. Spear with the rebound. Here comes Mark Daly on the left side, gets Shanahan. Shanahan uses his speed to put up a shot. It's good, Connor Shanahan. And slow to get up is Shanahan and Granholm, eventually helped up. He is limping a little bit. Shanahan is going to be at the line, however.
Not stay in the game as he's checked out probably because of the injury for Hodge Cargbo. As Shanahan will take these free throws, he's trying to settle himself down after that interesting turn of events where he got the foul and the bucket.
Shanahan, no good from the charity stripe. And I believe Schmitz also acted early, resulting in a foul on him.
And it's going to be the seventh foul against West Hempstead. So they will pick up the 1-1. And I believe, I don't know who shoots, Santiago will be the shooter for West Hempstead with 14.7 remaining, 44-29 Vikings here in the third quarter at Manhasset High School.
First shot, no good. Rebound by Ben Spear. Shanahan. Shanahan now with, as we approach the final 5 seconds, puts on the brakes. Jump shot connects. Connor Shanahan from the left elbow. Quickly, and now is not enough time. 46-29 at the end of the third quarter.
And we will have our Yummy Gyro third quarter report here at the start of the fourth quarter. 46-29 Vikings during the third quarter. The Vikings put up 14 points and West Hempstead only 9. As Connor Shanahan again clutch with his shot, he adds 4 points in the third quarter. And so did Jarrett Ressa. He was taken out at the end, but he did have some key layups and defense. I just want to mention John Bellini with his nice defense, just to add on to the Vikings, limiting of West Hempstead to only 29 points this game. As we approach the fourth quarter, the Vikings lead here on WDOT Port Washington.
Fourth quarter action here at Manhasset High School. 46-29, Port's largest lead of the season.
Yeah, they really have capitalized on West Hempstead. Bad floater shots as number 4 Michael Parnell will get into 14 Hodge. Cargo, as we see, number 3 John Granholm is not in the game because of that injury.
He gives it away. Mark Daly foul on Santiago, I believe.
And the initial foul is 7:48 remaining on number 5 Santiago.
Daly's going to inbound it. Back to Shanahan. Top of the key, Spear, guarded by Garcia, makes his way in. They're going to call a travel on Ben Spear, and he knows it too.
Yeah, he took one step. You know, he could try to go over those 2 steps. He just landed both feet down, you know, one after the other, and you can clearly see the travel there. But up 17 points, the Vikings are going to press. Interesting choice.
Given away immediately. Spear with the ball, makes his way inside, and Garcia pulls away. Spear goes to the ground as it was Michael Parnell with a jump ball. They're going to call a foul on him, however. Spear, good job holding on and picking up the foul.
Foul would have gone to, the jump ball would have gone to West Hempstead, but now they take a timeout here with 7:33 remaining in the game. And I just think that, you know, Vikings, interesting call for the press up 17. But it did work, however, and they got the foul on the play. West Hempstead currently has 4 fouls. Another 3 will put the Vikings in the 1-1. As West Hempstead is already in the 1-1, the Vikings committed 7 fouls in the third quarter. Shot clock is reset here. And I think Ed Cogburn has been just telling his players, you know, get off good shots. Don't be too aggressive with it. And I think also on defense, try to lock up your man because they've really abandoned that double team that we saw early on.
And Port's been capitalizing on it as they broke the double team by the quick passing, and West Hempstead had to come up with another play, and they have not been able to stop the Vikings. Shanahan at top of the key puts up a 3. Connor Shanahan, it's good.
Connor Shanahan, 4 threes this game. Could he reach 7 like David Chubb-Zerhu? I don't know, but he's on fire nonetheless.
Parnell will bring it across. Hard screen by Garcia. Parnell, guarded by Shanahan at the left baseline, brings it around the wing. That's with Carbo, guarded by Bellini. He falls over, foul against the Vikings.
I believe that's going to be against John Bellini. With about 7 minutes as Angajon Levin enters for Ben Spear. And it will be Hodge Cargo taking shots.
first one is good for him. It's a 19-point game.
Carbo looking to make it 18.
Does just that. Second one converts. Inbound into Bellini. Bellini to Enkinjon Levent. Bellini, wide open for 3-point. No good. Rebound by Schmitz. Puts it up. Blocked away. Mark Daly has a jump ball. I believe this time it's going to be West Hempstead possession.
Yeah, so that jump ball earlier actually makes a difference now because West Hempstead will have the ball instead of the Vikings. As John Bellini was wide open. He had about 3 seconds to think about taking that shot. Did it, but he ended up short-arming it, and it went short of the rim as actually it would be the Vikings to take it out. I guess the jump ball was the possession arrow was in favor of the Vikings, so Connor Shanahan will pass it in.
Schmitz, however, falls out of bounds. John Bellini tries to keep it in, and it's going to be West Hempstead ball.
Well, John Bellini skids across the floor as, you know, his knees maybe scraped up there, but he's still going to play tight defense on Hodge Carbo.
Looking to inbound it, got to Williams. Williams bringing it across. Hands up to Carbo, guarded by John Bellini at, on the logo. Screen set by Garcia. Bellini, good defense. Jump ball. This time it's going to be West Hempstead possession.
Yeah, so now that West Hempstead, you know, players there, and West Hempstead will take possession as number 12, Williams inbounded.
Garcia puts up a shot off the glass and in. First score of the game for Angel Garcia, the forward for West Hempstead.
Well, Garcia, you know, he's tried to get that shot all day. It's Connor Shanahan puts it up.
From the elbow, no good, but he picks up a foul in the shot, and he's going to head to the line.
And that's going to be on number 4, Mike Parnell. Connor Shanahan going to try to increase his point total from the free throw line, not the 3-point line this time.
See if Ash Malley looks to check into the game for the Vikings. First shot, good off the rim and the backboard. Daly out in for safe, and we're also going to see Tim Williams come out for number 23, Chris Pycora.
And it is the first time the Vikings will have scored 50 points this season.
Second one's good, make that 51, Adam.
And the Vikings, you know, they keep adding on to their lead with 6-12 here remaining in the game.
Garcia and Santiago, guarded by Enkinjon Levent. Garcia, guarded by Ashmawi, kicks it back out. Poor pass. Goes all the way back. Bellini tries to poke it away from Carbo, but it's going to be court ball anyway.
It's going to be a backcourt violation by the Rams as Connor Shanahan now kicking in to Enkinjon Levent.
Levent. Right to Schmitz. Matt Schmitz, sophomore. Safe Ashmawi, a deep contested three. No good. Rebound by Bellini. Gives it away to Garcia as he tries to get it to Shanahan.
Yeah, that was not a good shot, I believe, by Safe Ashmawi, because that was a long 3-point.
And Garcia bounces it, kept alive. Here comes Shanahan. Poked away, however, by Parnell. Parnell tries to make his way in. Safe Ashmawi holds on to the ball, picks up the foul.
And I think if he just let him, you know, he just played, you know, a little looser defense on him, he would have maybe had a block there by Ashmawi. But Parnell will be shooting two to try to decrease this 18-point deficit.
And Joe Miltonian is going to look to check into the game as well. First shot trickles in. And Melkoni checked in for Shanahan. And Adam, we've seen two players who have not made their mark yet on the season, who have not checked into the game. That's Harrison Flair and Lewis Blakeman. Do you think we will see them come into this game as the Port has a dominant lead as we approach the final five?
Parnell will hit that free throw to make it a 16-point game as Melkonian brings it up. And Chris, I don't know if they'll check in. I mean, it's a large lead. If I were the coach, I would check them in. But, you know, it may not happen.
Well, here comes John Bellini. It's split from the nice floater.
And now Port regains that 18-point lead. Parnell bringing it up.
And then McCall call it against him. It's going to be port possession.
And that's
going to be a push-off.
Push-off on John Malconian as number 22, Nick Duran, checks in for Parnell, who I believe has three fouls so far. And Ang and John Levent will look to get it in for the Vikings with 5:08 remaining in the game.
That's Schmitz. Back to Schmitz, safe as Maui. Tries to force this to back to Schmitz in the give and go. Falls out of bounds.
Yeah, I think it was a good idea there. Just a little bit more of a touch pass. And we'd see first two points for Schmitz on the day. But he has zero so far.
And gets it inbound. Here comes Nick Duran.
That's actually going to be Chris Pecora right now bringing it up.
Carbo back to Pecora. And Santiago guarded by Anki John Levent. Screen set by Garcia. Puts up a jump shot from the elbow. It falls. Nice shot for the West Hempstead Rams.
It's going to be 4 points on the day by Rafael Santiago.
Melkonian in the post. Poked away by Santiago. Melkonian and Santiago fall over. Anki John Levent takes possession of the ball from backcourt. Forces it to Ashmali. Safe Ashmali now. Gets fouled hard by Angel Garcia. He's going to head to the free throw line and looking for 2 points.
Yeah, that was a good recovery. Joe Moncunning was double covered and then it kicked out an Angel John Levent. Nice pass in there and good foul pickup by Ashwami. And he will look to get his first 2 points of the game.
First one's good from six.
Safe, a versatile player. He can play both on the point and on the three-point line. Looks to make it two right here.
No good on the first rebound by Garcia, who will kick it over to Carva. Guarded by John Blaney with 4:11 remaining. And Gio Rivera is going to look to check into the game for the Vikings. And it's West Hempstead. Safe Ashmali strips it away from Pecora.
Yeah, nice play by Shavis Maui as Joe Malconian brings it up.
And I believe there was a foul.
They're trying to reset the shot clock. I believe as Gio Rivera comes in for Joe Malconian. I'm not exactly sure what the situation was there. The refs are still trying to figure it out, but I think it will be resolved. Actually, yes, they're trying to reset the shot clock, and they put 31 seconds on there for court, as maybe they resetted it before and they put 35, so they're just trying to correct that.
Well, it was 9 as Port Washington bringing it across as Ashmawi.
And that's going to be a foul on Rafael Santiago, and now Port, again, in the 1-1, safe, will try to get his second points on the day.
And on the first, no good. And Lewis Blakeman's going to check into the game for the Vikings, our buddy, looking for his first minutes of the year.
Yes, the L in CLM Sports stands for Lewis Blakeman, and he'll get his first minutes. We'll see if he can have any impact.
Checked out, if I pull. Carbo. Good defense by Safe Ashmali. Santiago, guarded by Ankin John Levent, spins his way in, and they're going to call a travel on him.
Santiago had traveled there as he tried to do a spin move as the basketball trickled down into the hallway here at the gym as John Bellini will check it up to Gio Rivera and Lewis Blakeman will get in the game for Safer Smile.
And Rivera, Schmidt, all juniors and sophomores, no seniors right now as they're going to call a shot, they're going to call a push.
Exactly that was on. I believe it was Hodge Carbo.
Matt Schmitz will be shooting. Harris Sonclair comes in the game for John Bellini. And now every Viking has checked in to this game. And every Viking on the roster has checked in this season.
As Matt Schmitz tries to make points, but he cannot as
no
Garcia
good.
Rebound.
Garcia will get it to Duran, Nick Duran now. It's on the break, heads it back, and Harris Sonnenklar's opportunity, but it's held on by Cargill.
Sonnenklar, good defender as well. Even with his small size, he can defend.
Puts up a shot, no good. Rebound by Lewis. Blakeman fights it away and pulls away from Cardwell. Here comes Gio Rivera. Gets it inside. It's Levent. Levent gets fouled.
And we're looking to see who that foul was on. I believe it's on Wes Hempstead.
And it's score 54-37, 2:50 remaining. Port dominating against West Hempstead here at Manhasset High School.
And there was no foul, I believe.
But Port's going to have possession anyway. And John Levent's going to inbound it.
And there's the two players who checked in, Lewis Blakeman and Harris Hong, are both looking for their first points on the season. Let's see if they can get it.
And Blakeman will get it. And Blakeman now makes his way in. The Duncan gets fouled, and he's going to head to the line looking for his first points of the year.
And Anthony Garcia not happy about that, but Blakeman will have the opportunity to get these free throw points. As I know I've been talking to him about his post move, it didn't work totally right there, but he did pick up the foul.
And that's good, as he's going to have his opportunity to score.
Not known for his free throw shooting, going to try to make it here.
First one, no good off the end of the rim. She's going to look for the second one.
As the Vikings lead 54-37 with 2:44 left in the game.
And he did make it, but it was a shooter violation as his foot crossed the line.
And Blake, when you see him give a little smirk there, you know, he knew first points of the season, but just taken back from him right there as his foot did back cross the line a little early.
Cardwa. And it's Tricola. Makes his way in. Garcia now, guarded by Schmitz. Back out. Fakes the shot. Kicks it inside. It's Garcia. And there's a no-shot foul on...
It's going to be a foul on Lewis Blakeman right there. His first foul of the season and the game.
So Garcia is going to shoot from the charity stripe. 2:23 remaining.
Garcia has a couple points in this game, and he'll look to make it a little more as time's running out for West Hempstead.
First shot no good off the front end of the rim.
Very flat shot right there for... Garcia, as typical of a lot of big men in basketball.
And Blakeman collects the second rebound of the game. Holds on, kicks to Schmitz. Sonnenklar puts on the brakes. Looks inside for Schmitz. Schmitz hands it back to Harris. To Rivera. Rivera makes his way inside. Gonna settle down. Rivera fakes it, and the C's part for him, and he comes in for first 2 points of the ball game.
Nice play by Gio Rivera. He saw the open lane. He took it. He got past one defender. Nice 2 points for number four.
Cardwell now, top of the key. Looks inside. Stolen away by the Vikings. I believe it's Harris Sonnenklar. And it's a jump ball.
And that jump ball will be going toward Port as Engenjohn Levent will take it out. Nice play by Harris Sonnenklar. As I said before, good defensive presence as he'll bring it up as the point guard here with 1:45 remaining.
It's the right to Rivera. Rivera settles down, looks to drive, makes his way in again for two more. Gio Rivera, nice playing.
Yeah, definitely. He's going up with that left hand, and from that left side, he's really capitalizing on the poor defense by West Hempstead.
And now Santiago makes his way in, kicks it out. Three taken for West Hempstead, and it's Picola who airballs. And Gio Rivera keeps it alive. Well, they're going to say stepped out of bounds as he got it to Schmitz, but the refs disagree.
As we see Manhasset walking in the gym, they will be playing their championship game of this tournament at 4 p.m. against Bethpage, who beat West Hempstead. As just to mention, Port lost to Manhasset last week, 51-49 in OT.
And here comes Cardwa, guarded by Sonnenklar with about a minute remaining. To Garcia. Garcia passes it back to Nick Duren. Cardwell through his legs. Screens up by Garcia. Back out to Duren. Nick Duren puts on the brakes. Sends it around to Picola. Guarded by Blakeman. Kicks it back outside. Cardwell. Nice move on Sonnenklar. Tries to make his way in. They're going to call a foul against Harris Sonnenklar.
And with 44 seconds remaining, Cardwell's going to have a chance to get it with inside 20 if... West Hempstead does in fact lose by 20, will be their third 20-plus point loss of the season.
And looking to check into the game is Latrell Rollins for West Hempstead.
We saw him in pregame. He had a little unorthodox three-point shooting, but we may see that soon.
The shot's good, and into the game for Cargbo will be Rollins.
And it is 20-point game with 44 remaining as Lewis Blakeman gives it in to Harris Sonnenklar. Probably the second last possession as the shot clock's showing 30. 8-second difference.
Harris go by Rollins, screens up by Blakeman. He falls over, able to keep it alive, gets it to Rivera. Rivera Blakeman in the post, kicks it back outside. It's Rivera, takes a three from the top of the key, no good. Rebound by Garcia.
Yeah, good shot by Rivera. He had a lot of time to think about that one. Thought he was going to make it, but it will probably be the last possession for West Hempstead.
Well, Blakeman steals it away. You know, foul. A travel, excuse me, a travel against Lewis Blakeman. As he held the ball, stripped it away, and forgot the dribble.
Well, 11 seconds here to go, probably last possession, and they'll give it to Hawk again.
Puts it up, no good. Rebound by Schmitz. He's just going to give them the ball. And it's Rollins putting up a shot, no good as well, with 1 second. And they're just going to call off the game here at the end of this. 58-38, Port Washington coming away with the win.
Well, that will conclude the game. Another 20-point loss for West Hempstead. And it looked at the end of the game, they were looking to get it to Latrell Rollins. That one, but it could not happen as the Vikings win their second in 24 hours here, and now they are 2-3 on the season as West Hempstead drops to 1-3. We will be right back with our Arena Sports postgame show here on WDOT Port Washington.
Welcome to the Arena Sports postgame report. Chris Bina, Adam Jackman, WDOT Port Washington, CLM Sports Production. Port Washington Vikings, they come away with the win against West Hempstead.
Yeah, 20-point victory for the Vikings, and we're just going to go right into our three stars of the game. Chris, who do you think your third star of the game was this game?
I believe it's Chris Jean-Louis. He played pretty well. He's their most dominant player, and I mean, although West Hempstead didn't play a great game, he was their lone bright star today.
My second star of the game is Garrett Ressa. He had a great game, 12 points in the first half. He was dominant in the post, and he really exploited the West Hempstead defense for a good amount of points. And Chris, your number one star and my number one star, I think we agree on this. Who was it today?
Connor Shanahan. He had a great bounce back game, and I'd say a great bounce back two games, as he underperformed both of them. He played very well. And it was good to see from Connor Shanahan making the shots and looking like himself again.
And that wraps up our broadcast here on WDOT Port Washington. You can follow the Viking season on Max Preps and on portradio.org. That'll do it for us here. Our next broadcast will be most likely be in Hicksville, as we will not be able to make the Massapequa, the Baldwin game on Tuesday. But we will be there probably at Hicksville for our next broadcast. Adam Jackman alongside Chris Spina. We are wrapping up here on WDOT for Washington. Thank you for listening and have a great Saturday.